Berlink, Henrique. In 1947, the quote-unquote eyewitness account of Henrique Sperling about his stay at the Treblinka camp was published in a Jewish historical journal. Sperling claimed to have been deported there in September 1942. He was deployed in the part of the camp where no extermination activities occurred, working in a unit sorting clothes. On the 2nd of August 1943, he escaped during a prisoner uprising. Sperling knew only from hearsay what was allegedly going on in the invisible extermination area, where no one was allowed to go. He did not describe the killing method or the facilities, only that inmates were pushed into a, quote, bath of the dead, unquote, which he also called bath chambers. He claimed that bodies were eventually burned rather than buried, but the technique he described is not only at odds with the current Orthodox narrative, it is also technically impossible. Instead of first building a pyre of fuel and corpses in alternating layers, then setting it ablaze, he insisted that flammable material was thrown into a pit and set on fire. Only when this pyre was ablaze, were layers of corpses and additional wood thrown into the flames. But the heat of the blazing fire would have prevented anyone from approaching it, let alone working near it. For more details, see Metonio 2021e, pages 186 and following.